Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Weekend.
You're going to Latitude. We literally just talked about it.
Try it again.
Fascinating, yeah.
Well, it's hot.
Hey, Tessa, where are you going this weekend?
Oh, you'll never guess, Stevie.
Is it Latitude?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I guess. Because you know what?
What?
I'm going too.
Oh, my God, yay!
Woo! So we thought we'd do a podcast on how to survive a festival.
Yeah. It was recommended to us on Instagram from Emily. So thank you, Emily.
Hello, Emily.
And she says, how to survive a festival? And I was like, we ready.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously not ready but I can, like, I can say what not to do, maybe. Because I basically hate festivals, but you really like them. So I think this is
perfect.
A really, really great balance.
Absolutely.
But neither of us have been to Glastow. Is this true?
True fact.
So,
Never been.
Some would say we haven't been to a festival.
No, some would say we've never truly done it.
But others would say you've been to a festival, so you have, you know?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely, yes.
Just some real profundity from me there.
Also, the podcast is called Nobody Panic.
Yes, and
if you got here by now.
I panicked when I found out. I love Latitude, by the way, absolutely. It's the only festival that when all the festivals were just clamouring for me to do my unknown solo show that no one's seen. I actually did turn down two.
Did you?
Yes, because I don't like it. But Latitude is such a great place to do it. If I'm going to go to one, I will go to Latitude. Saying that, I'm leaving immediately after my show.
Are you staying the night?
No. Right. Idiot.
Okay.
But I have been loads and I stayed the whole weekend. And I feel like I can bring the whole, like, guys, take cystitis medication, for example.
For example.
Nobody wants to be going to that loo 20 times in a night. I'll tell you that for free.
No.
Before we get into the podcast, though, really excited. And before Latitude, July the 11th, which I think is Wednesday.
Yes.
Me and Tessa are doing both of our Edinburgh shows together in South London. We always do North London. We've never done it together. But say if we'd had, we would have done them in North London. South London in Streatham Space Project, which is just by Streatham Hill Station. So if you're in that area and you want to come and have a laugh and see me and Tessa and see what we're doing for our Edinburgh shows, then absolutely come on down.
Yeah, do the double-double. And then you're like, tick, smashed it out in one night.
Exactly. It's sort of like when you have two birthday parties and you're like, oh, that's so annoying, but also so great because I can just do that in one go rather than having to have both weekends
knocked
down.
Don't spread it out, for God's sake.
I think people should get married in bulk. Some thoughts.
Okay. Good idea.
Yeah.
Helpful to such a few number of people.
Me.
At the Yeah. So if you had like three of your pals getting married at the same time, the chances are that that was helpful for anybody else is so low.
It's very true, isn't it? If it was like everyone had to have their wedding over like 4 weekends, then you could like...
I'm all for it.
The it's idea falling that, apart.
Like, yeah. Okay. So what if it was just like wedding weekend and if you wanted to get married, you had to go to this one space and
yes.
it just did professional weddings all the time.
It's like Vegas. It's like one in, one
it's
out.
It's one in, one
and
out.
Everyone has a
everyone's
big party.
Everyone's there for that whole week. Like, everyone's like, you're going to wedding weekend? Of course I'm going to wedding weekend.
Mm.
I've got four weddings plus I'm getting married, you know?
Yes.
So everyone's like, yeah, let's all go. We're all just there cracking
and then,
through.
Then I think there's like a massive party, but in a place where like over there, like you can like congregate with your wedding
with
party,
your group, yeah.
You know? It's a dreadful idea, but it is something that I wish could happen.
Anyway, that's what we're offering here.
Yes, we're offering me and Tessa getting married on the same day. But yes, come and say hi if you fancy it. You can just go on either of our Twitter or Instagram or social medias and find it. Just find it, guys.
You'll find it.
It's just, you can look it up. Streatham Space Project. They're really, really great, and they're doing a comedy festival. Right, so before we deep dive, jump in the tent, get
in the mud. God,
I'm getting hot just thinking about being at a festival. I'm getting cystitis just thinking about being at a festival.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yes. What is the adult thing that you've done this week?
Well,
if any. So I thought I'd throw some sass in.
Such good sass. What a burn.
It's quite hot.
It is hot, guys. Are we hot?
Yes.
Hands up if you're hot.
Producer Chloe, put her hand up.
Everyone just like limply raising their hands. You're like, this is so hot. It's too hot, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's, we don't know how to do this heat in this country. We don't have outdoor pools. We don't have aircon.
All the grass is burning.
The grass is burning up.
I've run out of like fun sort of like cropped trousers that I can get away with using for summer.
I've been
now.
Wearing this dress as well, you know.
She has. It's a delightful dress.
It's all right. But
and every time's a joy. But it just makes me aware that you don't have anything else.
It's really doing its time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Summer.
It's a tricky one.
Right.
I'm loving it, but boy, is it hot.
What is your adult thing?
My adult thing is I was and have been inspired by our own work.
Again.
I was so inspired by our plastic podcast because I don't think I really appreciated the extent to which, like, the straws are there for like the it's there forever element.
Yeah.
And I think we, our generation, maybe grew up so hot on the like, don't litter. And that was what like Sesame Street was all
put
about.
Put it in the bin because then it all gets sorted out.
Yeah. It was, that's so much our thing. So we're like, we put it in the bin, tick, gold star. And now we're like, oh my God, the bin is the bad
place.
Evil.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, whoa, now what? And so I realized just the sheer extent to which I drink smoothies and like, you know, I get a straw and like.
Post LA Tessa is really hitting that smushed fruit.
Oh, she's coming in hard on those smoothies. It's like going real cold turkey here. It's been very expensive. And I realized like the extent to which I'm like, oh, a snack, you know? And they're like, just how much plastic there is everywhere.
I eat sandwiches with straws.
Yeah.
It's so detrimental.
So, things I have done are, one, just discovered that the city of Seattle has banned plastic straws and plastic cutlery,
beautiful,
which is incredible.
Beautiful.
Way to go. It makes me feel very excited and hopeful. Two, I've bought a tick, 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 silver extendable straw. It's not
so. I think it's a clock or a bomb.
Like, I was trying to go like, it goes like this. Like it opens out.
Oh, an extendable straw.
Extendable straw. It's not actually like silver.
So you'll be the girl at the party who's like, I've got my own straw.
Yeah, well, mostly I'm the person at, because now a lot of smoothie places don't put it in for you.
You put it in.
The straw is there for you, and the person like looks at you. Are you gonna put that in? But it's like got the lid on, so you're like, I literally don't know what to do.
Yeah, because they have that dome on
that
the top.
Dome. Do you want me to put my mouth really big and just tip it back? Like, what do you want?
I mean, I want that, but I don't think you want that.
And I did think about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, okay, so they've got on board by not offering. It would be nice if they offered me a corn, like a, you know, you can make it out of corn
rice
now.
Paper.
Yeah,
or,
like rice paper. You can do all sorts of kinds of things. It would be cool if they did the work for me.
But
they
don't.
Haven't. Fine. So I've bought myself one of those straws.
I'm so great.
And then Britta was so inspired by our work.
Yes.
Right? We got sent some water bottles.
Reusable plastic water bottles that have a Brita filter in them.
That have a filter in them. And so Stevie's always banging on about
Brita.
Her water bottle, and I always feel so ashamed.
I know.
Now I'm a girl with a water bottle that goes with me everywhere.
I feel
so smug. And we got some t-shirts that said, single-use plastic is never fantastic.
Yes, which are made from...
No.
Yes.
I thought they were just great t-shirts.
No, they were created in partnership with Henry Holland, and they are made using about 7 plastic bottles and a bundle of salvaged cotton to make each one.
Oh, my God.
You can get them online, so go and find them. They're amazing. But yes, thank you so much, Britta. And you're very adult with your adult water bottle.
Right? How good was I this week?
You're very good.
What have you got?
Okay, so I'm going to show you something.
Oh, wow. It's a real show and tell, this.
Yeah. It's not this.
Okay, it's the shoes come out first, guys. This is so exciting.
It's not the things that I bought. It's not mason jars.
You've got a mason jar in there. Of course you have.
I went to a charity show.
What a millennial.
It is.
This is thrilling.
It's a tote bag that I keep in my bag.
Yay!
Yay! Because my friend has recently bought a dog at a poodle named Heidi. It's the best dog in the world. And she bought a collar for the dog, and the dog is so small that the collar was too big. And she got a free tote, and she's like, do you want this tote? And I was like, oh my God, it's got dogs all over it. That will be the tote that will never leave my satchel. And it is. Yes. And I used it for the first time the other day. And I literally heard your voice going, what do you do? You don't put it back in your bag. And I was like, I'm going to put it back
in. And you put it back in your bag.
I put it back in my bag. So that's my adult thing. It doesn't need any more discussion, if we're honest.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. I feel alive.
We are two sweating ladies knocking this out the park.
We're two sweaty old ladies.
Right.
So, festivals. Tessa, do you like festivals?
I love a festival. I've loved a festival since we all sort of trotted off to a Reading festival age 14.
I was 17 at my first festival. That's quite young.
Yes, it is.
Great. There's no judgment. It's just like, oh.
Yeah.
It's actually a compliment, but...
Yeah. So, I have got through most of my life by having cool friends, often with cool older brothers. So I think if I'd been left to my own devices, I would never have gone anywhere or done anything. But people had...
You wouldn't be here now.
I certainly wouldn't be here now if you hadn't carried me here. But I had it certainly at school, like a lot of people was like, cool older brother, and off we were going to Reading Festival. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm in.
So great.
But I would never have suggested it. And was really, just really taken with them straight away. I think I love crowd mentality. I love something about turning around to look backwards at the crowd all going berserk and just like seeing the sheer number of people and being like, oh, we're all so stupid. Humans are so dumb. We all think we're unique, and here we've come to be like exactly the same. And
this, like, know.
I love a mosh pit. I just love the like sheer sort of like rawness of like a festival.
Mm.
But I also really like, I genuinely like camping. I like being
outside. I like camping. Yeah. I do enjoy camping. But do you not... Now, obviously, the answer to this question is no, but I'll formulate my own opinion in the question.
Absolutely.
Do you not feel that by the... So you've had your first night and that's fun.
Yep.
And the day and you're like, okay, I've been at the second day. All right. Second night, drunk again. Third day. Do you not want to leave?
Certainly. So it can be quite overwhelming.
Yes.
That to do the full arrival on like Thursday morning or
this
Wednesday morning,
great.
And leave on Monday. So I'm absolutely yes.
Right,
that
we're on the same page with
100%
that.
100% yes.
Okay.
Sometimes it's nice, you know, just to arrive early on Saturday morning, leave late on Sunday night, even just stay for one night.
Mm.
Because I think the point that it becomes like too much is when you're like, oh my God, it's this for so long.
Yes, and you can't see the end point. And you're like, oh, I think I was born here and that I'll die here.
Yeah. Okay, so, and also, we're not young. When you're young, you are such an idiot, and you like go to a party with like no pajamas, you know? Like, you go to a house party just in the clothes you're stood up in, you sleep like on the patio, and you just get up and like go again the next day. Like, you're an idiot, and you have, but now we're like, excuse me, where's my memory foam pillow? Like, where's my stuff? You know, you just need so much more things. Whereas when you're young, you're like, yeah, fun. And you,
but I also, even when I was young, I had a point where I was like, oh, I've packed poorly for this person.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
I always used to think I'd packed okay, and then I'd get there and be like, oh, well, that person's... Of course, I didn't bring chairs.
Yeah. Well, like, chairs that's advanced. That's like gold award.
I think if you're going in a massive group, there'll be someone who's got camping chairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
definitely.
From their mum or something.
And you're like, that is
in
impressive.
The shed. And then I think you need... Because even not camping chairs, but like... Just things like, just something to sit on when you're not in your tent.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I don't ever think about that. Or like, I never used to bring a pillow because a pillow is like so bulky and takes up loads of it. Or like, but then you're like, well, now I've got my head on my back.
So, should I come in now with a tip on this?
Yes.
So don't bring a pillow, bring a pillowcase.
That's amazing.
So bring a nice, clean pillowcase, stuff it with your clothes.
Oh, so great.
Not your dirty clothes. Like,
not the ones you've just vomed on.
Or even like put your backpack inside it. Like even anything, just to be like, oh, that's made all the difference.
That's interesting.
Clean pillowcase. Don't bring a pillow.
And a blow up. Someone else said that you should never go without a blow up airbed.
Yeah.
Because I never did again. And so you're like, how's everyone doing this? Like, I can just feel the soil and the ground and the wet earth.
When we were 17, we went to Roskilde, which is this Danish festival. It's the biggest festival in the world. Isn't it Copenhagen? It rained. We were there for so long, like 7 days.
That makes me feel like I'm going to...
Looking back at it, it makes me feel sick.
Absolutely.
There are still... We had a really, really funny, fun time.
Yeah.
You know when something is like sort of awful and you have a funny time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it rained solidly. It rained so much that some people's whole camping areas were washed away, and people were camping like in the arena, like in the, a bit like the Radio 1 tent, but you couldn't go in there, of course, until the music had finished. So people couldn't go to sleep until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my god!
Like it rained like so solidly. There was earwigs in our tent. Like it was just. Yeah, but it was like, I look back on it with like nothing but sort of, it was just very funny. That was my main takeaway. There was never this like moment of like, oh my God, no.
Well, that's, I think that's a good point. And that's like a good like, it's not really a tip, but it's more of like a perspective. So even though I have now, in my like ancient age, realised, you know what, Stevie, you need to stop going to festivals because every time you go, you don't enjoy it. And it's silly that you're doing this. But I look back on, there's like two times that I went out of the, I think I've been to festivals maybe like 10 times in my life. Like two of the 10 were so great. And it was worth trying out all those 10 to get those two moments when they were just so fun. If you're ever like, oh, maybe I'll like that, then do go to one.
Yeah, because even,
don't get frightened off by me.
In those, no. So I think like even in those, like if you're there for 3 days or whatever, there will be moments, like literal moments, that stick with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That are like, oh my God, remember that time we saw this, or we saw this band, or this happened, or we met these people. Like you just, because there's so many people in such a space, a short, enclosed area, all up for having a good time, like you just will fall into seeing amazing stuff. And like, I think sort of chancing across something in like a wood, or being like, did you know there was this like bit, or there's this circus area, or it's like finding something and like, you know, it's those sort of amazing.
Whittling
like,
a spoon.
I'm always whittling a spoon
constantly.
So coming in hot with some hot bearable tips.
I've got some hot bearable tips too. Go.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
Okay,
you come in hard with some hot tips. Don't back out now. I'm prepped.
So my one, because this one comes from deep experience, is buy a bigger tent. So
I know. Go on then. Story. You tell stories way better than I do, and I wasn't there. So absolutely, I'd left because I.
Yes,
we did it. Left. Me and Tessa and our friend Liz did a show in Latitude, which was absolutely lovely, and I left and I couldn't get. At Latitude, you can't get the shuttle bus out of the festival on Friday, on the first day. So I didn't realise this. I also didn't realise that if you're performing, you can ask the artist liaison to call your cab. Didn't realise that. So I spent 4 hours walking across countryside trying to find a road, and then eventually like crying and calling my dad and being like, please, can you book me a taxi? I don't know where I am. In the meantime, Tessa and Lisa, and I was like, they're so much more, you know, adult than I am. You know, they're staying and having a great time, which they did have a great time, but this happened.
So we decided we were going to camp. I took myself off to a big camping store. You fancy? It's not your own brand. And bought myself a two-man tent.
Wilkinson's.
Oh, why not?
Is that a camping tent?
I don't think so, okay. But could be.
Edinburgh Woolen Mill.
I took myself to the Edinburgh Woolen Mill.
I'm so sorry, but if either of those want to sponsor us and tell us what you are, please do. Go on.
We're all in for you. Oh my God, if we were sponsored by the Edinburgh Woolen Mill.
I mean, now it wouldn't be great, but in winter,
So, I'd be thrilled. Went off, said, hello, I'm here for a two-man tent. They sold me one. It was honestly like $11.99, and it came with its own little.
That was the first red flag.
Red flag, and you know what? I ignored it.
Absolutely, it was cheap.
I saw that flag and I battered it down, and I could carry it. And oh my word, I was walking like the proudest lady in town, being like, I was literally like, I've got a tent. It was light, and it was like I carry it on my shoulders, and I was like, because our tent, my family's tent, comes in like canvas bag, like you're the scout leader, and it takes like 4 people to get out of the attic, and then like 8 days to assemble. So I'm like, I'm obviously not taking that. Like, I hate it.
In retrospect,
I see now why. And anyway, so I just remember thinking, like, I'm a lady with a tent. Like, I could stop now.
You keep saying I'm a lady with a tent. So, which makes me think you genuinely were thinking in your head, I'm a lady with a tent.
Of course. I was so thrilled. I was like, I can go anywhere. I was literally like, the world is my oyster.
But I will go to the assigned place.
Sure, I'll go there. But where next? So, it says, like, so clearly, two-man tent.
Yeah, there's two men in there. And Liz is very small.
I was like, we gonna be fine. If anything, too roomy. We get there, Liz is excited, I'm excited. We put it up, and honestly, it was like a Fisher Price.
The sleeping bag. It was a sleeping bag.
It was. The dome of it was so low. It was like, I'm gesturing to this table, but like, it was, you can't see that, guys, on the podcast. Imagine, like, it was up to my hip, and it was like a leg's length. Like, it was so.
Both of their upper bodies were poking out of the tent. And they were like, well, this is okay because it's very hot in the tent because we're essentially inside each other. And now it's kind of nice, sleeping under the stars.
We're sleeping under the stars, and we just had it. Honestly, it was only up to our waists, and only our legs were inside. Our legs and our bags were inside the tent. Our bodies were outside, and we were like, you know what? We're making the best of it, and it's hot. And this is actually, I remember I was saying to you, you know what? This is actually, we're having a nice time. And then torrential rain. This rain started, so then we had to get in the tent, hold our legs together, hunker down with our cockroaches, you know, holding our own legs up in the air, and then the rain was coming in on the tent, on our faces, it was bowing down on us, and then our bags were, you know, when it's touching that canvas and it's getting
wet.
So we were putting our bags on top of each other, but we're just in this constant rolling motion,
like a
washing machine. So we just spent this night in a washing machine,
and then apparently
Liz woke up and went, literally, but we were, our faces were so
to so each close. Other.
She opens one eye, our noses are touching, and she went, unsurprisingly, I dreamt about you all night.
Featured heavily in my dreams.
You featured heavily in my dreams. And oh dear. So buy a bigger tent. Invest in a tent.
Yes.
Get a lightweight one, get a
good
one.
4-man is minimum.
Minimum. And you think we're not 4 people. Oh my God.
I think for one person, go 4-man.
Go 4-man. Yeah. Just be I'm having this nice space now, this is my space. Because if you've got to, at this festival, have a place ooh, I can't wait to come back. If you know that your tent is sodden and there's nothing to come back to,
the third night you're gonna want to it's gonna be awful. So if you can fit a man in there prostrate, if you can fit a man's prostrate in there, then
can you get a man's prostrate in your tent?
That's the question you've
got to ask. You've got to ask when you go into Wilkinson's.
I'm here for excuse me, I want a tent that will fit 2 men's prostates. I get that wrong every time, and when I did a little mental run up to that word, I was like, I don't know if it's got an R or not.
I don't
know
constantly now.
Prostrate. If you can fit a man lying down in it, that is literally how big a one man tent is. So it's basically stacking men. So think about how many men you want to be able to just
how many men do you want in your tent?
How many men do you want in a tent? It's not making much sense, but it is very hot here.
Bigger than you think. That's what
we're
shouting.
So much bigger.
Here.
4-man tent for
And
one
also
person.
Invest in it. Honestly to God, don't get an $11.99 tent because you think oh, what a saving. But in the end,
festivals aren't cheap.
We had to go in with somebody else.
Yeah.
And then everyone in the group just used our tent as the bag tent. It was useless.
And didn't even fit that in. So.
And you couldn't even get all your bags in. No.
I think if you're going with a big group, one of your parents, your parents, will have a ridiculously big tent.
Yeah.
Just suck it up and take that tent.
Yeah.
You know? And then they all pitch in and literally pitch the tent. But the bigger the tent, the better time you're gonna have. And that's just fact.
Absolutely. Fact.
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 I read a really great tip.
Yep.
Which was something that was close to my heart because I used to lose everything. So festivals for me was basically just me going there, losing my phone and wallet, and then having to survive for 3 days and then coming home and being really upset. So the idea that you take, I've got really old phones in my drawer that obviously I just got a new phone and then just left and never charged again. Take a really old crap phone.
Yep.
Because as well, I didn't think about this, they've got way better battery life. So a Nokia 3210 or what, a 3310, you can buy them still.
But you've definitely got one in the house somewhere.
Yeah, of course. But you can buy them for £20.
Get yourself a burner.
The battery life. Yeah, a burner. Because the battery life is 2 days.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to be all over your juice. You know, her phone's still going. Use her. You're going to be the belle of the ball.
Absolutely.
Get
yourself.
I don't go to festivals. I don't know how it
works. Here I come.
I've got my old phone. Why isn't everyone saying I'm the belle of the ball?
Get a bum bag. Get a funky, sexy
Actually,
bum bag.
Actually, they're cool now, aren't they?
Yeah. Remember the first time I rocked up with a bum bag and I really chickened out of styling it out because you teased me.
But, did I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You didn't tease. Well, it didn't take much. I'll be honest, it didn't take much.
Did I go, bum bag?
Yeah, and I took it off.
I think I've teased anyone.
You didn't tease me. You just, I immediately panicked.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
I wish I'd have known.
Well.
Because then I would have gone, bum bag, great choice, immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So get a bum bag. They're all over the shop.
They're
funky
all
ones,
everywhere.
Shiny ones, glittery ones. Get a bum bag. Mm. Get your money in there.
Oh, yeah.
Get your, you know.
Bra is another good place for money.
Yeah.
As well.
Though I have once lost it out of there, so I feel reticent about
absolutely
it.
Absolutely don't. Don't put it in your bra.
Yeah, but you can. Each to their own. Money in there. Nokia 3210, disposable camera, because if you're thinking like, I want my phone, it's got my camera on it, get like a
fun
disposable
one. That's way more fun.
You know, have a fun time.
Because then don't, then you're not the person, which I think this was the other thing, of like, don't be the person who like takes photos as a as the gig. Like, when you're going, like, it never looks as good, and you're never going to, I've never filmed a music concert show I've been to and then looked back on it and been like, thank God I filmed that. You just delete it, because you're like, well, this is rubbish. Or it just stays on your phone.
It's like all those films of videos of fireworks. You're like, who's ever watched that again?
Yeah. That's
such a good... Who sits down and like, I don't want to watch the fireworks again.
Oh, it's a Sunday.
Should we watch those fireworks?
2015 New Year's Eve.
Well, we didn't look at the fireworks. We just watched them through my phone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just like, not only is that a sort of like, experience it, but also it means that you don't throw your phone in the mud and you don't have a total meltdown that you lose your phone, which you absolutely will.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So one of my things is like, I don't have miniature versions of all of my products because I'm not the queen.
Yeah,
I know you can buy them, but I can't
like travel size ones.
Yeah,
don't you love them?
Yes, but at the same time it annoys me because it's like, I mean, now we're at the stage where we have to have everything and then everything in mini. Like, it's just an extra expense. They're like, I have the thing. Put it in a bottle. Like, or like,
I just
know,
love miniature anything.
I know you do, and I'm sorry that I'm going so hard against it. But one of the things is like, toothpaste is a pain in the butt because even if you do take a miniature thing, it'll get squashed, it'll go everywhere. Like,
yep.
You just end up, it just ends up, it's just a pain. But, tip... You squeeze some blobs onto just like on like a plate, and let them dry over for like a couple of days. It's like 2 days before you're about to go. Put them in like a Sainsbury's bag, and then they won't go anywhere because they're dry. And then you just add water to them, and you've got toothpaste.
Hell's bells.
Quite a good one, that, isn't it?
That's great. That's real Bear Grylls stuff. That
it is, yeah.
That's great, Stevie.
Thank you. I mean, I've never done it, so
no.
Don't,
but
please
cool,
don't congratulate
cool
me.
Cool idea, though.
I've just
with the toothbrushing one. That's an easy one. Make sure you have like a big Volvic bottle or your Brita water filter.
Take loads of reusable water bottles.
Yeah, take your water and always don't go back to camp at night without one because you will wake up with a mouth like a piece of sand.
Oh,
and like, you know, the ability to just get out of your tent in the morning and like pause, like brush your teeth will make the difference between feeling like life and death.
Yeah, it's such a little thing. But I remember the first time I went to a festival, I did the thing that I think some people do and are fine with, but I'm not, which is just like really threw myself into the whole like, I'm disgusting, I'm not going to shower,
right.
Bye. And it was the not toothbrushing thing was too much. That was the worst, I think.
Yeah.
That was like, yeah, because you can't hide that.
Because you don't
disgusting.
Have to go and queue up and like get to the sinks or the tap or whatever. You can just do that on the ground outside.
Yes.
That's sort of the magic of it.
Absolutely.
It's like...
And then when you spit the toothpaste out, then the ants can use your toothpaste residue to clean their teeth.
Perfect.
I'm always thinking
always
about helping
giving
the
back.
Ants.
You're
yeah.
so nice.
Festival snacks, that's the thing that I had a problem with because I would never know what to take for food. And then whatever I do take, I end up eating within the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Festival food is really expensive. So a lot of people would be like, oh, you just have to lean into it. And you're like, cool, I guess you're rich then.
The thing is, even if you had sort of unlimited money and you hit someone was like, here's your £100 spending a day or whatever, you're still like, I don't want to. It feels gross to spend £9 on this portion of chips. Like,
yes.
It doesn't matter if you're rich or not. You're like, ugh, this can't be £9 worth. Like, you know, it doesn't. You never go being like, oh, I wish I had more money. You just go around and be like, God, Lord.
Yeah,
like,
how have you got away with this?
What's happened here?
Things like cereal bars are really, really great. Things that are in packages.
Yeah, dry things.
Really thankfully for me, I'm blessed, I'd say, that I really prefer cold baked beans to warm baked beans. So obviously some cans of baked beans for me, ideal. Nobody else is up for that. And also,
I do think that is one of your greatest skills.
Yes, me and Tessa did in 2015 get your own back live, and with Dave Benson Phillips. And what the last task which we had in order to win and not get gunged was I had to eat some cold. It involved me eating cold baked beans. And our friend Liz, who we've mentioned quite a lot in this episode, was at the back and just yelled like, "You can do this, Stevie. That's just a normal lunch."
Yeah.
And I absolutely nailed it.
You
and
smashed it so hard.
Smashed it. And then we actually requested to get gunged because that's the only fun bit.
I was trying to put a duvet cover on a duvet while
impossible.
She did it, and I was hopeless.
I wouldn't have been able to do that.
You smashed through that bean challenge.
That is because Liz was right. It was just a typical lunch.
We'd still be there if I had to do the bean challenge.
Yes, like, and the other contestant as well was like, and I was like, you are.
And Stevie was just like powering it down. It was a real
because
sight
I was
behold.
Hungry, and it was a delight.
It was a real treat.
It was like
you.
Being given a cake. So find something. So tinned fruit's really good as well. Find something tinned that you can eat. Well, you don't need to because you can just do the ring pull.
Forget
the ring
that pull bit.
bread's really good. Like if you get those like little disposable barbecues, you can like, you know, barbecue some sausages on it and have like a sausage sandwich. I've seen loads of people do that. Bananas are invaluable. Bananas and apples, because apples make your breath smell better and can sort of go some way to clean your teeth because of the way that you eat the apple. And also bananas have potassium in them, which is crucial for when you're hungover, feeling a little bit vitamin depleted.
Yeah.
But obviously I can't tell you exactly what food to take because, you know, you might not like go-ahead bars like I do.
Yes, just get yourself around the supermarket and find the things that you do like.
Go on the way. I think already have the food. Because everyone, it's always this like fun thing like, well, we'll stop off at the services and like get, and then everyone just buys like crap because
you
it's panic. A
panic. Yeah. So try and do that ahead of schedule if you can and be a bit more prepared. And if you can, try and err away from 18 packs of Haribo, and like,
oh
it
my
will
God,
seem
dude.
Like such a good idea, and it will feel so not a good idea.
Everyone will like laugh, and you'll be like, "What a legend!" And then you'll have to eat them, and that's all you'll, and you'll just go mad.
It will be a bit much. Just try and think of yourself as a sort of scurvy sailor, and like try and look after yourself.
Yeah, scurvy's hard, guys. It's hard to avoid.
And then I would say, do have like one hot, nice meal a day. You know, if you're there,
yes,
like,
yeah.
Be like, ooh, I'm off for my treat meal now.
Yes, you definitely should have a treat meal. Even if you are, like, quite broke, you're still at a festival. So even if you can't have a treat meal every day, have two. You know, like, so then have one at the start and, like, one towards the end. So you're, like, really looking forward to it. Because I do remember not being able to afford it at all.
And having, like, a warm meal and having, like, something pleasant will, like, and some flavours, like, will make all the difference.
Yeah.
When you've been eating nothing for a while.
Yeah, nothing for a while, definitely. Now, wet wipes are obviously illegal and bad, but there are some biodegradable wet wipes that if you have a Google around, find some biodegradable wet wipes because they are your best friend when anything explodes, when you're like, ooh, I need a quick freshen up, but the shower queue is 2 hours long, you know. Have a wet wipe bath.
Have a wet wipe.
Have a wet wipe fight after them as well.
Yeah, have a wet wipe. It makes all the difference, and like quickly doing your sort of your armpits will just make... Just like
your butt.
In your butthole.
Oh, God. No, the end of air is like your armpits or your butthole.
Will just make all the difference. You'll just feel like a new
Tess's
woman.
Tess's like stance is not of a woman who's just said the word butthole.
No, it's nice.
So, camping site situation, I always get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I read some fun tips, which are things like don't camp at the bottom of a hill.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if there's rain, that's the end of that. Don't camp too near toilets because I did that one year and it was just like
don't come in the toilets. Don't even think like, oh, lucky we're near the toilets. No
you're
like,
not
we
lucky.
Outside your tent in the night and
shit on someone else's tent,
of course. And the thing about toilets, I was just going to say, try and find either like the children's area or a different area of
the tent.
I mean,
children, they're quite bad at going
to the
toilet.
Like, there will be like I promise you, there'll be like a kid's zone or like something that's a bit nicer.
And shit in that.
Yes. Like there will be like, just don't go to the main toilet.
Yes, I agree with
Scout
that.
Out a slightly different area where you're like, ooh, here's this like secret-y.
I've got a story about toilets at Latitude. And yeah. It's not the person that like got into the toilet, was really drunk and then fell over and all the stuff went over. Everyone's hurt or she fell down the hole. Like, no. It's not as exciting as
I've
that.
I've been dining out on the one where she fell down the hole for years.
So years is what I just said there. That may be my biggest issue with festivals. I have a real thing with cleanliness of toilets and hygiene like that, and I just can't. And once I got cystitis and I had to go like every half hour, and I hate them. But I found, I'm not telling you to flout rules because absolutely do not do this. But so I went to one of the kind of festivals around London, just outside of London, and I did go for the whole thing. And for the first 3 days, I needed the loo and I didn't go. So to the extent where I couldn't sleep, like my stomach was like the size, it was like I was pregnant. And I was in a lot of pain. And it was like part like my body going, you can't, and part me like stopping it. Then I was like walking around and I just saw the kind of, you know, like the performer area, but not of the main big fancy stage, of like one of the lesser tents. Like they are less likely to be heavily manned, like or womaned, like the main arena is.
Yes.
And there's often just like a fence that's open. You just go in, and I went in and I just essentially had a religious experience on the toilet. Because the backstage toilets are like, they're proper little cabins. Yeah. And they're like little, they got cubicles, but not like port-a-loo cubicles. There's a proper toilet roll. Like it's incredible. There's a little sink. There's a mirror. Like, oh, it was amazing. And yeah, I mean, I had the best shit of my life. I won't mince my words. So what I'm saying is maybe, and the thing is I went in there with like purpose, great purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was so desperate. So it looked like I was like, yes, I'm supposed to be here. Mm. So essentially, if you walk somewhere, like on like the third day, if you walk somewhere like you're meant to be there, you might be able to go into the posh loos.
So try and find like the, yeah, try break and find, in. Break in, like try and find like, ooh, where's the sneaky bit, the baby, the children's yes. area or the performing area.
But failing that, walk elsewhere and find the non-main toilets, definitely.
Yeah, and if it's, but also just like go in the woods.
I don't think we should tell people to do poos in the woods.
Okay,
I'm talking not about that because I don't think weeing's a problem because, yeah, just wee anywhere, like,
oh, right,
fine.
Okay. I understand.
That's the problem. You're like, I need to go to the loo properly. And you're like, but everyone else has and it's all over the walls. That's the issue.
I fully understand.
Okay, thank
also,
you.
Also, I think those like there's a lot of people giving out those sort of like pee mate things for ladies.
Have you tried pooing in one of them? I have. It was awful. No, I haven't.
No. My next one is get a head torch.
Wow. Be prepared to meet some interesting people. Okay.
Get a head torch. Everyone always poo-poos a head torch. So like,
it's just because you look mad.
But no one has to see you. It's just a small torch with like some straps on it that can hang from the ceiling of your...
Oh, I see. Not like walk around in the day with a giant head torch on.
Oh my God, no. Just like have it in your tent. Yeah, it means it's like good. Rather than carrying like a massive mag light or whatever.
Okay.
A head torch means it just like it's so light it just hangs up and like...
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's an ideal thing. And it just means that you can like if you're panicking and you need to go to the loo in the night, whatever, like here's your head torch. Like it's not a big deal. But what you could also
your phone,
do with
that's
it...
Your bed will be.
Exactly. Yeah. You can also do this.
Oh my God, she's showing me a super lantern. So, with a milk bottle?
Yeah. So if you fill like a big milk jug or a milk jug, you know, get your old urn out. If you fill like a big 2 litre clear plastic thing of milk or obviously once you've drunk the milk or a big...
Who takes milk to a festival?
No, nobody would. So like take it empty for heaven's sake.
Oh, okay. Or a water bottle.
A water bottle, anything that's clear.
Right.
And like quite chunky.
Sure.
Any of those, take it empty, obviously. Fill it up from the tap when you get there. Attach your light, your headlamp to it, and it will make this thing that I'm showing you.
Isn't it going to be all wet?
Why would it be wet? You don't put the light inside. You put it on the outside.
I thought you put the torch in. I was like, that's an awful idea.
No. You pop it just the other side
and then it illuminates from the other side.
Yeah, it like
lovely.
Diffracts the light.
Lovely.
I bet people write in to say that's not correct. Yeah. But, you know, it does that physics thing where light expands. We're going to get letters through the door.
3 to 5 working days. We're going to be inundated.
It diffracts the light, so rather than just being like one head torch lamp, suddenly it's like illuminating and it's a lovely lantern.
That's
lovely
nice.
Stuff.
I am happy with that.
Yeah.
someone said to create your own meeting point.
Great idea.
So now they've used a giant Lionel Richie mask that they put on a big wooden stick and hung in the air.
Yeah.
And basically, if you get, before you go though, if you just get like a wooden stick, I mean, a stick off a tree would probably work, and you just attach something really weird to it. Mm-hmm. If you're in a group, then you don't have to do that thing where you're like constantly waving, everyone's waving, everyone's got a flag, everyone's got their hand in the air. Like, you're not going to be able to tell where your friends are in the crowd if you need to leave and come back. So get a really weird thing that you can attach to your stick.
Yeah.
Attach a weird thing to a stick.
Attach a weird thing to a stick so people will always find you, and also other people will use you as a marker as well, which is nice. That and also, nice.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you know that, like, you want to see a band or something, you know, have your sort of meeting point as like, we'll meet at 8 o'clock outside this thing. So even if you've been lost for the whole day, you're like, well, 8 o'clock, I know I can find my friends. This is where we're going to be meeting. Or like, here's the rendezvous at this time. Or we're all going to go and see this. So like, have some like things in the day of like, if we get lost, this is where I'll be.
Yes, that's good. Because that's the thing that is the anxiety for me as well. Of like, I think I've spoken about it on a previous podcast. I like absolutely love a socialise, but then I do need to then not be, I need to be on my own for a little bit. Otherwise I go mad. And then I can pop back in. With a festival, it's like intense, constant socialising. So I am like, I'm just going to nip over here. And then I lose everyone for the whole day. And that is what happens.
Me and my friend Millie used to be like, unreasonably good at it, at like finding each other.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah. It's just because it astounded me so much that like
you and Liz had that as well, and you'd be like, I just knew I'd find you, and I was like, I've spent the whole day not being able to find anybody. So.
Once Millie, they were in a, that she was already at the front of the thing, and she texted me like a grid reference of like D3. She'd like,
oh my God,
as though she'd like looked at it. She's very clever and very mathematical. Mm. As though she'd like looked at the crowd from above and like done a grid system.
She's also 12,000 feet tall.
She's, sorry, nearly 12,000 feet tall. Yes. Sorry. So for her, it's very easy to just look. I don't know why I didn't just, you know, I can't see it. I don't know why I didn't just
go towards her.
Also, just find her all the time. But as though she was like looking down on the crowd.
Yes.
And then she had like done a grid system mentally. Jesus. And then just
did you know what D3 was?
No.
Right.
She texted me that. Yeah. Both, then my phone ran out of battery. Oh. And then, as did hers. And then people she was with were like, that was an insane thing to do. And I remember, and Millie said that she was like, she'll find us. And then I just popped up.
Oh, that's great. That's great and annoying.
If you can, like, if you know how your, like, friend's weird mind works, then you like
text them D3.
Then you understand like what that, you know, when someone's saying to like, we're to the left but beside like this like pillar, and you're like, that's not a helpful instruction. But if you can like get into their mind to be like, I know what that is, I know what they're trying to say with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, have a rendezvous point.
My final one actually is, and I've never done this at a festival, and I've just read this and I'm furious that I didn't think to do this. Obviously take earplugs and an eye mask. Why wouldn't you do that? Don't take your best one because you'll definitely lose them. But like, absolutely, you know, because obviously you've got a hierarchy of eye masks and earplugs. Don't take your golden ones. But the I don't know why I haven't done that. I'm really angry at myself because obviously that's the thing that as well. Like, you know, just people shouting all night and like,
yeah,
music
that makes
and
it,
everything.
That makes it rough for sure.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so good.
Do that one. My very last one is paint your fingernails.
Okay.
What did you think I was going to say?
No, I was just, it'd be funny if it was like the least useful thing ever. And you're like, my last one is paint your fingernails.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Tessa. It's quite useful.
And goodbye.
But you'll think, what a weird tip. But once you've done it, you'll be like, I do see why she said that. Like a funky fun colour because it's a festival, but also the looking at your fingernails and being like, oh my
the
sweet
dirt.
Lord, like what's that?
Yes.
It is quite overwhelming. But if they're painted, you don't know.
That's funny.
So it can be quite like, oh my God.
And they won't chip because you ain't washing
Am
dishes.
Am I a chimney sweep? Like it feels quite like that's something that sort of, you know, pushes you over the edge. So just get rid of that and bring way more socks than you think you need.
That's a great one.
Because the treat of coming home, taking your wet socks off, putting on dry socks is euphoric.
Yes.
And having, my very last one is a hoodie. Ooh, I feel like
delicious.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with a hoodie. Like,
yeah.
It's like, take that anywhere and like having a big hoodie, even if it's like boiling, it's even if it's a heat wave and you think like, idiot tip, I don't need that, take a hoodie.
Yeah, because it gets freezing.
And like knowing that you've got something warm to put on is like, oh yes. And once I remember,
and you can just use it as a pillow if
absolutely
you
and a tip about like if it's raining and you don't have that many layers and you're in the mall, I remember once it started raining, I took off my all my outer layers until I was just in my t-shirt and put them up my, up the t-shirt. And then like ran to sort of safety, but I knew I couldn't get, I knew by the time I got it in the dry I would be already soaked, so I just let it be like wet on my skin.
Oh wow, nice.
Dried my skin because my skin is waterproof, and then put my warm clothes back on. I felt like Bear Grylls.
That's one of the best tips I've ever heard. If it starts raining, shove your clothes under your top.
Yeah.
Get nude. And then get nude. And then they're nice and warm.
Yeah.
This is very good. Oh, wow.
Right? Because if you've got a wet, like wet outer layers, those will be wet for ages, if not forever. But, in my tummy, dry. Yum.
That is a delicious tip. I hope that helped anyone who's listening. And there's sort of, after doing that, I'm like, maybe I could stay a night at Latitude. I won't, because I have tried a lot and I don't like it. But I certainly feel like I could if I had to. You know?
That is a huge step up.
It's a huge step. Am I lying? You'll never tell.
No, well, I think you are a bit.
Yeah, I think I am.
I also feel like, ooh, I'm ready to even be even more efficient this year.
That's the thing. I want to crack it. Like, I want to go and be really efficient.
I feel like I could do this.
Yeah, you know, I think I could pack well.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, I can't stop people like pissing on my tent or whatever.
It is from experience. It is from you sort of going and being like, oh my God, that's what I need.
Which,
like,
we pass down to you.
Yeah. So we're doing our best, then you'll go and be like, they should have said this.
Yes.
So if you have got more.
Oh my God, do tweet us. At Nobody Panic Podcast.
Isn't it at Nobody Panic Pod?
It's at Nobody Panic Pod, yeah. And then email us.
At Nobody Panic Podcast. Sorry, Nobody Panic Pod. No.
That's why I normally do them.
podcast@gmail.com.
Correct. And tweet Tessa at Tessa Coates.
Tweet Stevie at Stevie M. The S is a five.
It is indeed. And yeah, just like have a great, if you're going to festivals, have a great time.
Oh my God, if you're going to Latitude, see you at the Killers.
Oh my God.
We'll be in D3.
Or see you
come and find us.
Oh my God. Yeah. Also, when are you on at Latitude?
Oh my God. Literally the time of the World Cup final.
No, you're not.
I think I'm on right after it, or
that's
like in the middle.
So funny.
It's so funny. I'm just gonna say, let's get a screen. Let's get the screen.
And I'll commentate. Yeah. As in you'll commentate.
I'll commentate.
Great. What time is that?
In the afternoon sometime.
Great. I'm at 1:45 on Friday if anyone's around.
Oh my God, that's such a good time.
Thank you.
Because then you're just like in, out.
In, out. Then. Yes.
In, out, see Solange. Hop out.
I do want to see Solange before I die, so I should go now. Yeah, it's in the cabaret tent and I don't have any material that doesn't need screams and sound. So who knows what I'm gonna do. So a bit of support would be very nice actually. So come to support me, stay for the comedy for Tessa. ignore the World Cup. And have a lovely week, guys.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us.
See you next time. Bye!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and It might be. I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's Dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brands.